The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. What happened to my voice there? Did you hear that? I'm Selena. Crazy Cash is back. Give a chance to win $1,000. Every single hour. Graham, do you have this hour's keyword? I kick it off.
I do. This hour's nationwide keyword is new. This contest is not new, but it's new back this week, right?
Yeah.
So take that keyword, new. You can take it to wild949.com, but like, who has time for that? Because you're streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app. You can just hit the contest tab, scroll down, and then type in the word new right there, and you might win $1,000.
Nice. Good luck. All right. Jess, how we start every show. Our first talk back of the day. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Cam from Fremont. And I was wondering, what do you think the song of the summer is? I think it's Stateside or one of the songs from Olivia Rodrigo's new album. I just want to know, what do you think? Hope I'm the first talk back. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
We'll bring it down just a notch.
Okay.
It's only Monday.
Great question. What is the song of the summer? They say Stateside or one of the Olivia Rodrigo new songs. Any thoughts on those for Song of the Summer?
I'll be honest, I haven't heard a lot of the Olivia Rodrigo, so I feel like I'm not very qualified to comment on that, but I can see Stateside.
I like Stateside, yeah.
Song's very big. Is that Zara Larsson?
It is,
yes.
Yeah.
Isn't obviously. She Swedish?
Her and, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, yes, that's a big record right now. Very
it
big.
Is.
If we had to go around the room, though, and ask the question, what is the Song of the Summer? Selena, do you have an answer to that?
I do. First question, is this the Judgment-Free Zone?
Totally. It can be.
Yeah, it's always.
I don't know if today is. You just have to wait and find out.
What's the name of the song?
Spend That from the Queen, Young Miami.
Okay.
I'm here for that one.
Thank you, Jess.
So Young Miami, Spend That is yes. Selena's Song of the Summer. Look, we're midway through summer, so I don't know if we can fully anoint a Song of the Summer just quite yet. But that's
there's still time.
That's yours.
Yes.
Okay, and Jess, in a judgment-free zone, any thoughts on her Song of the Summer?
I actually like that song.
Okay.
I feel like it's like fun. It's like summer vibes.
It's very like getting ready with your girls to go
going
out.
Outside.
Okay, all right.
Graham, do you have a Song of the Summer?
One of those days, it's by a group called the Dirty Heads. I don't know much about them, but I've heard that song, and I was like, this is the Song of the Summer. It has that summer, like, you're at the barbecue, you're drinking with your friends kind of vibe. That is
it.
A summer song.
Have you heard it enough for it to be Song of the Summer?
I don't know if it's gotten full mainstream enough. It is getting radio play, not on 94.9, but other stations. And it's gaining that Song in the Summer traction.
All right.
But, like, that's the vibes that I want for this
it's
summer.
It's good vibes.
That's
I'm
the
not
vibes.
Mad.
It's like WSV.
Yeah.
White people summer vibes?
Yeah. White summer vibes.
Got it.
It's giving.
Yeah, that is a Song of the Summer
right
there.
That's what it's giving. I've honestly never heard it.
It's
don't even
giving,
know what that is.
It's animated movie soundtrack.
Closing credits. Closing credits song. After a happy ending.
Yeah. That song is called
it's positive. I'm looking for. Jess, do you have a Song of the Summer?
I do. And to your surprise, it is not Zara Larsson.
What?
You guys, listen.
Wait, but isn't she Swedish?
She
That's
is.
Weird.
So, I had given my prediction that I thought Zara Larsson, which I do still think she is the it girl of the summer because of her summer vibes.
Uh-huh.
But I was hoping that she was going to put out some new music. I still think her songs have been very big, but I think I've heard this song a lot more. And I actually brought this song up a couple weeks ago, and it's from Ella Langley.
Okay, I like the song. Is it giving me that like full summer vibe?
It's not.
It's more like a breakup song, isn't it?
It sort of is, but I feel like you just have to sing it like with your whole heart, and it just gives like, you know, the sun's coming down, you're having a drink, you're at the beach with your friends, like, I don't know.
But isn't it giving me that the guy that she wants is moving on with some other chick from Texas? Like, isn't that the
point of the song?
It's kind of sad girl summer.
That's
kind
of sad
girl summer.
Well, I also kind of feel like Song of the Summer, it doesn't have to be one that's about summer fun. It can also just be one that's so big when you think of summer 2026, like that's the song.
Totally agree, but I still think it should encapsulate. It doesn't need to be a song specifically about summer, but it should be that, like, I'm outside drinking on the beach, you know, like one of those kind of songs.
Like Midnight Sun from Zara Larsson?
I don't know. She sounds weird.
Because she's Swedish.
Yeah, I think so.
Next on the JV Show, Graham, can we talk about how your weekend was? I know you did some things.
Sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And right now it's time for
Borg!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
You guys, those new Starbucks Barista Cups are back today. They're saying in select stores, people can go in there and get the new pink Barista Cup while supplies last, which we learned last time isn't very long.
We should have gone.
Oh, I hope nobody cares about this one. All right, we're down to the semifinals in the World Cup. Just four teams remain. France is going to play Spain tomorrow at noon, and then England plays Argentina on Wednesday. The two winning teams are going to advance to the final, which is going to be this upcoming Sunday. And then that's it. People here who have become newfound soccer fans will just forget all about the sport for another 4 years once the NFL season starts.
Or if the U.S. women's team makes the Women's World Cup, I hope people support as well.
Well, they are a powerhouse team. So yeah. Okay.
The weather is warming up some more today. Highs will be in the upper 80s with some areas reaching the low 90s. We're going to have a few days in the 90s this week, you guys. So a little bit of summer weather.
So muggy yesterday.
Yeah.
Like cloudy. Hey, Taurus bestie.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 6. Your friends have been borrowing your stuff without asking, and the audacity is truly unmatched. Set a calm but firm boundary today. Taurus energy doesn't go well with repeated disrespect. Channel that bull stubbornness for good and make it crystal clear. Your things are not a lending library.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
Get your things, Tauruses.
Next, let's check in with Graham, see how his weekend was.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Justin. Graham, how was your weekend?
You guys, very, very busy weekend. You know me, I always got some projects going on, so I was working on some stuff, and I was outside whacking it a bunch, weed whacking, of course. Yep. Mm-hmm. But then my wife, Kate, sometimes, like, you know, she gets, like, invite happy, where... She invited her brother and his wife and their two kids over to stay with us on Saturday night. Look, we've had that on the calendar for a while. They're going to come up. They're going to stay the night. We're going to go do some things in Napa. And then we're like, cook dinner together and, you know, a lot of drinking. And that's great. But then, you know, last weekend we run into her brother's best friend and, like, his wife and their kid. You know what? Sean's already coming over next weekend. You guys should come too. Oh, yes. You want to stay the night too? They're going to stay there. Why don't you guys stay the night too? She's just inviting people, you know? And I'm we really don't have that much. Okay.
One big sleepover.
All right. So then they said, and, you know, of course, they're like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. So then they're in too. So next thing you know, I've got, 6 adults and 5 very young kids and 3 dogs. Because, you know, then they're like, well, we got to bring our dog. You know, we can't bring, you know, and both couples have a dog. So, you know, it's like, well, we can't leave the dog. Is it okay if we bring our dog? What are we going to say? No at this point? So, yeah, bring your dogs. Have them tear apart my new floors. I don't care. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure, the ones that I just built.
I won't be able to, like, relax because your kids are going to be terrorizing my house at the same time your dog is doing the same thing. So, whatever. It was a full house. You know, we had a good time. I loosened up a bit once I had a few beverages, like, you know, a lot of them. But there's a lot of people in the house. And these kids are a little younger than my kid. Most of them are a little younger than my kids. And at one point, look, my kids' rooms are upstairs, and so the adults are hanging out downstairs, and it's kind of nice. You don't really hear them until my son comes down, tearing down the stairs. He's like, Dad, the whole bathroom's filled with water. There's water everywhere. I'm like, what? What happened?
Oh,
he's like,
God.
I don't know. I just went to go in there, and there's just water everywhere. So I go up there, and my daughter and the other little girl and one of the little nephews thought it'd be a good idea, I think, to fill up a bunch of water balloons up there. Except they weren't using water balloons. They were using regular balloons. And you know how much water those regular balloons can hold. So I think they were filling those things up, and they got overfilled. And then the water, and they don't know how to tie a balloon because they're little.
Right.
And then I think the water just started blasting everywhere. This is just my theory, because as I was sopping up the floor with all the towels, because it was a lake on the ground in this bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Then I start opening up the drawers in the vanity there. They're all filled with water, too. There's water literally everywhere. It's a waterfall just coming out of the drawers and inside all the cabinets. Water got in everywhere. I don't understand. Like, I can't. I wish that I had a surveillance camera to see what happened in there.
Did you say anything to, like, the other kids' parents?
Well, I think they came up and saw me toweling everything down and could see the frustration on my face there for the water incident. But I've got, you know, it's like I got it all dry. That was the main, that I've discovered so far. I'm sure there's more things I'll discover.
Were you yelling?
No, I wasn't yelling. Well, I think I gave my daughter Quinn kind of a stern talking to, like, what part of this did you think was a good idea? I'm like that guy. I asked the questions that I already know the answer to.
Yep.
Oh, I hate that time because then I'm like, dang it, you know.
And when you know, what world did you think this would be a good idea? Water balloons upstairs. Water balloons are an outside thing.
And when you know you can't say anything to like the other kids because they're not yours, you just lay it on thick to your own kid. But with those other ones right next to her, that way they know.
They're hearing it.
Yeah, so they're like getting the message, but you're not yelling at them. As you're yelling at your kid.
Yelled out. Yeah. So there was that.
My God.
Will there be like permanent damage to your cabinets?
No, you got it quick enough, right?
Yeah, just black mold in the walls. Oh, and once the water seeps down into there, you'll never be able to get it out.
Everyone has that anyways.
Whatever. I didn't spend 3 years every day building this house by myself. Oh my God. No big deal. Like, just wreck it. I don't care. You know, no big deal.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is April from beautiful Applegate. And I want to shout out a whole bunch of people from the Rockland Roseville area. My car broke down and I was hanging out in front of Manoa's Bagels. There's this amazing woman named Susan who offered up her AAA. The cashier at Noah's Bagel who gave us a discount, and another kind gentleman who gave us some fruits and cookies and water while we waited for help. All right, have a great.
Oh my God, okay. Everyone is so nice there.
Does that not restore your faith in humanity a little bit? Because I get so down sometimes on, you just see on social media, everybody's beating each other up and these fights and stuff. Did you see the one at the Giants game the other day?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, crazy. Here's a guy and he's just punching women and just like this all-out brawl breaks out and this guy's just smacking. And I just lose all faith in humanity. I'm like, we've just devolved as a society. The billionaires have gotten so rich and the rest of us are fighting over scraps and we're beating the hell out of each other at a Giants game. And like, that's where we're at.
Oh my God.
Then you hear something like that and like, she broke down in her car and numerous groups of other people came to her aid to offer her things to eat and help her and offer up their AAA to help get her car towed and stuff like that. That stuff is the stuff we need to hear about.
Social media
just makes me think that it's doom and gloom. I got to get off of there.
Yeah.
But well, except for all the hot girls playing golf.
A lot of us are also so traumatized. Like, if it was me and I broke down somewhere and I'm by myself and somebody is approaching me to, like, offer up their AAA, I'd probably be like, what does this person want?
Yeah.
It's a scam. Lock the doors. Yeah.
They're trying to give us cookies and fruit. Yes. Don't eat that.
They're
poisoned. Yep.
And would you ever offer up your help?
I feel like I wouldn't be of much help. But I feel like if we were driving, I would expect my husband to.
Oh, okay.
He would.
You ever hopped out of your car and, like, somebody's broken down at an intersection, helped push their car through? Something like that?
No. But my husband.
I've done that numerous times.
My husband has all the time.
Okay, good.
It's just the car won't really move with me.
Right. It's like I'm pointless.
Yeah, but it makes it look like it's the human spirit. It makes it look like you're pitching in to help out, whether or not you're actually pushing. Just, you got to be one of the people
just
out
pretend.
There.
Pretend.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do that. Okay. Jess, how was Olivia Dean?
Oh my gosh.
Did you go Friday or Saturday?
She had two went shows. Friday night. So that was opening night of her, the U.S. part of her tour. And it was so fun. Like,
Chase Center,
yes.
Nice.
I'm going to say it, one of the best performers that I've seen live.
I've heard that.
Whoa. She is so talented, and I love the fact that she uses a band, and she uses, like, backup singers. So everything.
They use, like, actual real instruments?
Yeah.
What?
So everything that you're hearing, you know, like, they're playing it right there and then and there in front of your face, and that doesn't happen a lot nowadays. So she was so, so good, super talented. I recommend that you check her out next time, I guess, she comes on tour. But
so you think, okay, because you're saying she's one of the best performers you've ever seen. Just for like comparison purposes, like who are some of the other artists you've seen?
Oh, I've seen a lot of artists before, but I saw like Taylor Swift, who I thought she did amazing during her performance for the Eras Tour. I think the reason why I would say she's a bit, it's hard to compare because Taylor has this whole like stage setup and like, you know, she's changing outfits every like 5 seconds and she's got all these she's got like a choreographed dance and all of these things going on. Olivia Dean maybe doesn't have like full on choreography and like crazy stage stuff. But her voice,
it's like the raw talent.
The raw talent that
you're saying Taylor doesn't have.
Taylor has that, but it's a different type of like, you know, she's got a backtrack, I think, or
wow.
Oh my God, I don't know.
She does.
Let's stop talking about that. Let's move on.
No, but I've heard that about Olivia Dean, that she's an incredible live performer. And that to me is like a big deal when I'm, as far as like the amount of respect that I give to some of the artists these days, because some artists are not good performing live.
Yeah.
At all.
I can see that.
Or like if you'll watch some, like I am a huge Drake fan, right? But when you go to his shows, he'll like, you know, be switching up the lyrics or won't sing it like how the song is, you know, played. He'll like switch it up a little bit. And I'm like, I kind of don't really like that. Like sing it how we know it because I want to be able to sing along. But you guys, it was such an amazing show. I had the best time until my stupid phone gives me the out of storage notification at literally the worst times. So she like gets from, she had two stages set up, the main stage and then like a tiny little stage where she was going to perform some of the songs towards the end of the show.
Okay.
So when she was getting from one stage to the other, she walked through the crowd. And she was, like, right where I could see her and right where I could have recorded, like, such a good video, you know? Nope, because out of storage, right? Then I'm like, okay, I'm going to delete some apps and then I'm going to delete some apps and then I'll be ready because I knew that there was going to be confetti at the end. And I am a big confetti fan.
How did you know there's going to be confetti at the end?
Yeah, what are you, a confetti psychic? Like, I just got this gut feeling, guys. Confetti is going to come raining down.
Because she's done confetti at some shows in the past. So I was like, I'm pretty sure, like, given the girly popness of her show, she's going to have confetti at the end.
Was there confetti at the end?
There was confetti at the end. And guess who couldn't record it? That would be me because I got the notification again that my phone was out of storage even after I deleted like five apps.
What?
Everyone else in the concert is just vibing in the moment, screaming, confetti's raining down. It's raining down, and Jess is over there furiously deleting apps just so she could get a video of the confetti that's raining down.
Yeah, that made me so mad because then I was like, the very next day I went to another concert, Miranda Lambert in Salinas. And now that I go, that I think back and, you know, look at the situation, I'm like, wait a second. How did my phone let me record so many videos at Miranda Lambert? I wasn't even thinking anything of it. I was just recording, and not one out of storage notification.
Well, Olivia Dean's a bigger artist, and like, she takes up more space. Miranda Lambert's like moved down the list a little bit.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What do you have? AT&T, Verizon, Metro PCS, T-Mobile? What do you got?
I have T-Mobile. Cricket? But I also have an iPhone 13.
Okay. So we know somebody that works at T-Mobile. Can somebody, JV Show fam that works at T-Mobile, can we get Jess a new phone, please? Like, please. This is getting ridiculous.
Also, like, my videos, like, I would zoom in, right? And I'm, like, zooming in just as much as the next person. But their videos are so crisp and nice and beautiful. And then there's mine. It looks like I was, like, in
you
the 300
section.
A little grainy.
I hated it.
It's time for an upgrade, Jess.
Yeah, I think so.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, Tony from Scottsdale. Ran out of storage, huh? They're in the middle of your phone, yeah. Androids don't have that problem. We, you know, us Android users never have an issue with storage. Right, Graham? iPhones suck. Love you guys. Bye.
Wait, do you not have to, like, keep storage on your phone?
Look, I can't back up those claims. I don't really know. My phone never runs out of storage because I'm not the kind of person that takes videos at concerts or fireworks shows and stuff like that. So, like, I have all the storage in the world, but that is just my own personal habits. So I don't know. Maybe we have extra cloud space for free or something that we don't know about, but I've never needed it because, again, my phone is like, I don't take videos of, like, stuff that doesn't matter.
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. Shout out to South Salido. Hey, Jess, my wife is a T-Mobile manager. We can get you a hookup, or she can get you a hookup. Girl, we got you. It's time to upgrade. That 13 is doing you no justice. All right, guys, have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your week.
All right,
there you go, Jess. All out of Sausalito. If you're just tuning in, Jess ran out of storage during Olivia Dean's big finale at Chase Center, missed all the confetti raining down and everything, wasn't able to record it because her phone's out of storage. So there you go. Sal in Sausalito says his wife will hook you up, T-Mobile.
I love that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending and sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
So Jay-Z just wrapped up a 3-night run at Yankee Stadium. If you don't know, last month he announced his Reasonable Doubt 30th anniversary concert series. 5 shows, 3 of those were in New York, and then he has one coming up in LA, and then another one in Paris. But all of his three New York shows were over the weekends. Opening night was pretty cool. Beyonce was there. She cut Jay's hair, by the way. So he's back to, you know, the short hair. You know, he had, you know, the dreads. He went to the fro after that. So that was pretty cool. Beyonce also performed. People were like losing their minds. But a couple things that we need to discuss. Friday night, Jay's up there. He's freestyling. And he seemed to diss Colin Kaepernick. Now, for context, Jay works with the NFL, you know, curating their entertainment. And then we all know the history with Cap and the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Jay said.
They did it deep for Cap. It was embarrassing. They run out of characters, had to bring back up Cap again. Buddy took a check. I ain't even mad at that. The moment that check signed a non-disparity, I'm the one they can't control. Y'all better be glad it's him.
First of all, there was like no reaction. I don't think people really cared for his freestyle, at least not that part.
Yeah.
But it was a little hard to hear.
Was a freestyle or was that just him talking?
That was a freestyle. Jay said the NFL ran out of characters. So basically, do you remember in 2019, Colin Kaepernick had sued the NFL?
He sued the league, yeah.
He sued them. And then so Jay's basically saying in that little clip right there that when they settled, you know, Cap took a check, but he also had to sign a non-disparagement agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that came with it. People are wondering, one, why bring this up now? Like, this is how many years later? And two, sources are saying it's not even true that he did not have to sign a non-disparagement agreement. So they're like, where is Jay getting this information from?
Don't you think he did, though?
I would assume so, but now sources are like, that's not even fact. You're just making things up.
I wonder.
I thought, like, in a freestyle, you can kind of just say whatever. You don't have to be factual about it. as long as it rhymes.
I guess you can.
I still didn't hear any rhyme. Did any of that rhyme?
It
just
sounded
like he was just talking. He was rambling in between songs.
But that's, like, his freestyle style. Like, that's what he did last time, too.
Yeah.
People were, like, losing their minds. Also, the show last night, crazy. There was a three-hour delay. The show didn't start until after midnight.
No, my God.
Are you guys, would you stick around for that?
Our hours, I would be asleep.
Yeah. The show didn't start until after midnight, and that's because there was a major security breach for, like, thousands of people without tickets stormed the gates. Whoa. So they had to lock down the entire thing, and so Jay didn't take the stage until after 12.
Okay, that's valid, because at least it wasn't in his control. When they show up late, or they're just backstage drinking and they don't get on stage till an hour after, then I'm mad.
That's annoying, because it's like, I know you're there. I know you're on the premises. You're just like 20 feet away, just backstage. Just how about walk to the stage and just like do your show and then party?
This is definitely for a valid reason, but I'm still annoyed. Like, I have a bedtime.
So he did three consecutive nights at Yankee
Friday
Stadium?
Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
Dang, that's big.
Isn't that insane?
You know, my boy Noah Kahan just did four consecutive nights at Fenway Park, all sold out. Only artist in history to do four consecutive sellouts
that's
at Fenway.
Crazy. You know, Olivia Dean just did two consecutive sold-out shows at Chase.
Yeah,
that's big. That's been done before, though.
Yeah, confetti. But no, well, Pixar didn't happen.
I wouldn't know. Yeah, prove it, Jess.
Mm-hmm. Dang it, I can't.
Hilary Duff is also on tour.
Oh, yeah.
She was at Shoreline over the weekend.
Yeah, she was here. A lot of shows happened over the weekend.
And then she shouted out the wrong city. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
On social media, she said, thank you, San Jose.
Oh.
And everyone's like, that's in Mountain View. But
wow.
Do you, how bad is that on the... I mean, Mountain View, San Jose adjacent, right? I mean,
yeah, no, it ain't cool. We're not cool for that.
Ooh.
I don't know where I land on that one, because that's also like, we're like, thank you, Mountain View. Like, that seems like a weird thing, too, post online.
If you're ever not sure, that sounds weird, just say Bay Area.
That's what I would think.
Bay Area. Agree.
Yeah, or South Bay or something like that. Yeah.
Thank
you, Mountain View.
Next on the JV Show, we got your chance to win a chug mug inside What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Anna. I'm from Turlock, California. I just wanted to give my boyfriend, Kike, a quick shout out. He loves listening to you guys, and he's the reason I listen to you every day. Thank you.
Nice. I can't just tell if she said EK or PK. Either way, shout out to him. He said he is the one that turned her on to our show, so we appreciate you. And I just checked you guys, JV Show number one in Turlock
right now.
That's a big deal.
Thank you guys.
Big market.
Thank you so much. All right, before we get to What the Bleep, you guys know Crazy Cash is back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every hour, we have your chance to win $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is dollar. Here's what you're going to do. You're streaming
our show right now on Wild 94.9 on the iHeartRadio app. You hit the contest tab right there, and you can scroll down and enter that keyword right there. What did I say? What, dollar?
Dollar. Yep.
Type that in there. Boom! You might win $1,000.
There you go. Good luck, everyone. All right, now to What the Bleep, where you can win a JB Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mat. Talk back, Mike.
Happy Monday.
On the iHeartRadio app. And then you want to do it as quickly as possible because you want that jug mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yeah.
So I like with a little curve in them, but I know some people who prefer that they be perfectly straight. Do you like the
more straight
curve? Do you like the straight ones?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought the curve had a little more. Never mind. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, people.
Yeah, that's right.
So when you're leaving us your talk back, that guest needs to be something PG, but also you need to leave us your name and your city so we can shout you out if you've gotten it correct, but only the first correct answer of the morning wins that JV Show Chug Mug. So get your guesses in quick.
Mm-hmm. And good luck, everyone. We're going to play some of those first talkbacks after Kehlani.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Monday. Hope you had an amazing weekend. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person who gets it right is winning today's Chuggy Muggy. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. So I like with a little curve in them, but I know some people who prefer that they be perfectly straight.
Mm-hmm. You hit more spots with the curved one.
Do you have a preference, Graham?
Yeah, the curved one. Okay. Better. Oh, well, it depends which way it's curved, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, what are we talking about? We
no
don't
clue.
Know. This is the family show.
Yep.
Let's go to your guesses, see if anyone got it right.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Loren from Napa, and I think the bleeped out word is bangs.
Selena, you're
a little bit of curve.
Selena, you're a hashtag bang survivor. Mm-hmm. You formerly had some bangs. What should they have a little curve to them, you think? Or should they be like the just straight across?
I don't know. I see some people with like the straight ones and it looks good on them. I feel like my entire childhood, I had the straight ones.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I kind of like the curve, like the more curtain bangies.
Yeah.
Jess, have you ever had bangs?
At some point in my life.
And it helped cover your
forehead. Ginormous forehead, yes. Thanks for reminding me.
Okay. thought you'd be a bigger fan.
Yeah, but I have wavy hair, so like one tiny little bit of sweat gets on the bangs, and those things are going straight up.
Oh, then they go all over the place, yeah.
Morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is banana. Have a nice day.
Okay, that's a popular guess this morning. Okay. It is a popular guess, but like I ain't never seen a straight banana before.
No, they're out there. I don't like those ones.
I don't know that I've ever seen one completely straight though.
Maybe. I've seen like a fairly straight one, but once it gets near the stem or whatever, then it starts curving again.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Even those ones, I don't want those ones. It's supposed to be a curvy banana.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mylene from Danville. Happy Monday. My guess for today's word is nails.
Nails. There's another very popular guest this morning. I'll let you handle that one. I don't know anything about nails.
I think I want them more straight.
Mm-hmm. There are curvy styles that you can get, though. The ones that curve down like that.
Okay, I don't like those. On me.
Seems like they'd be good for scratching or nose picking, though. It's like a little shovel.
Ew, that's so disgusting. All right, great guesses so far. Not the right one, though. So if you have a different guess, and you want to play along with us? Leave your guests now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of those talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Monday. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is and you want to play along, leave that guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Wrong button. Here we go. So I like with a little curve in them, but I know some people who prefer that they be perfectly straight. Hey, you know, and everyone is entitled to their own preference.
Yeah.
Little curve, you like them straight. Hey, that's okay. Just remember, this is a family show, okay? So your guesses do have to be clean. Let's go to the talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Lori in Morgan Hill, and I'm going to guess roads like you're driving down the road. Have a great day. Bye.
Selena, would you rather some windy, curvy roads, or just want that big old straightaway?
I guess the curvy.
What?
If it's too straight, like, I'm just going to get tired. I'm zooming out. Like, keep me on my toes, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Try to keep me awake.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Carlos from San Carlos. Guessing the bleeped out word of the day is bill. Like a hat bill. Like the bill of a hat.
Oh. I don't wear hats, so I don't really have a preference, I guess.
You say bill or...
Dills.
Bills.
Bill. Oh, bills, not dills. Yeah, that's a good, a great guess. And what I did want to ask you ladies, what's your preference is? You know, like a guy's wearing a baseball hat. You want that, have him to have the brim nice and straight or got a little curve to it?
I don't know. My husband wears both, so it's like I don't really... I go either way.
I usually opt for the curve, like a slight curve, mm-hmm. not too much. I can't walk around with the... With a completely flat-billed hat. It looks stupid on me.
Morning, it's Cecilia from Manteca, and my guess is fries. You like a straight fry. Okay, bye.
That was a surprisingly popular guest this morning.
Really?
Curvy versus straight French fries. Any preference there?
Not really. But if they're curly fries, I want them curly.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. That goes without
but
saying.
If they're straight fries, yeah, I don't really care.
Oh, curly fries are so good. I could go
to what about just right fries that are supposed to be straight but just got a long bend like a banana?
I'm fine with that.
Yep.
They're still delicious.
Yeah, still delicious, but harder to dunk, I guess. I'm going to grab that bundle and hammer into the sauce.
Oh, and it's going to go like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want them all to find their way into the sauce.
So you're making me hungry. Stop.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Angelica from Oakland, and my guess for the bleep that word is eyebrows. Have a great day.
There it is. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped. So I like... eyebrows with a little curve in them, but I know some people who prefer that they be perfectly straight.
Explain that to me. People have perfectly straight eyebrows. I thought everybody's eyebrows had a curve in them.
Maybe naturally, but a lot of ladies are making them like when they do their makeup and stuff, like they go for the straight brow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, maybe I haven't paid enough attention to the different advances in brow technology.
Like Ariana Grande's eyebrows.
She's got the straight ones?
She has
like
Doja, ones.
Like Cardi.
All I can picture is the cartoon where they're straight and then angled, you know, downwards, and it makes you look very upset. Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Or are they going straight across, like, horizontal?
They're, like, straight, like, yeah, like, straight across, like, normal eyebrows, but instead of, like, the curve at the end where it goes down and you have,
the
like, the tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little straight.
Well, how do they get, they just get rid of that part?
They shave off the tail.
Oh.
And draw in a new tail that goes straight.
Yep.
I didn't even know eyebrows had tails until now. I'm learning all kinds of new stuff. This is fantastic. Can't wait to shave my tail.
Ew, that's
gross. Well, I want to be up on the new trends, you guys. All right. Let's give some shout outs first. That's Angelica in Oakland. What's up, Angelica? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning. She's getting herself a brand new JV Show Chug Mug 2023 edition. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning, so let's shout them out, too. That's Carlos in San Carlos. He came back with another guest, and he got it correct as well. Joe in Livermore. What's up, Joe? What's up? Had it correct. So did our buddy Leo in San Jose. Amira in Arizona, formerly of Utah, came with the correct answer this morning. Jocelyn in Vallejo had the correct answer. So did Kay in Hayward. What's up, Kay? Happy Monday. Dial it back, Graham. It's Monday. Alex and Benicia came with the correct answer this morning. Anybody else get it, Jess, at the last minute? They like squeak one then. That's
nope.
Wants a shout out. And then if they don't get one now, they're going to be like, hey, I got it correct, but I didn't get a shout out. And they're going to send me angry DMs?
No.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
It.
Good, yep. Good, good.
Well, thank
good.
You for playing, good. Everyone. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time, 7:05, right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, good morning, Kyle.
Kyle?
Kyle, that's your cue. Oh, thank God, you're there. Kyle, good morning. How was the weekend?
Good, good. How was your guys' weekend?
Fantastic.
It was awesome.
Best
Thanks
weekend ever.
So much for asking.
Yeah, it was just all right.
Really?
Actually.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah,
it was actually pretty horrible.
To be honest, it was one of the worst weekends I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I wish it didn't even happen.
You know, it actually wasn't as bad as I remember. It was actually okay.
It was, like,
just okay.
Fine. Could have been some improvements, though.
Yeah,
okay.
But mine actually got better
about
as it
you
went
guys.
On.
Yes, it's
it,
about
it got pretty
Kyle.
Good by the end.
It's about Kyle. Yeah, hopefully winning these tickets, too.
To the Exploratorium.
We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct. If you can do that, these tickets are yours. Kyle, are you ready?
Yes.
Question number 1. In the Ghostbusters movies, what is the name of the smelly green ghost?
Oh, is it Slimer?
Yeah.
It is. Nice work.
Good old Slimer. All right, question number 2. In basketball, if a player's position is listed as PG, what does PG stand for? Oh, come on.
PG.
Parental guidance, of course.
Stop.
Oh, that's movies.
I know it's a type of guard.
Okay. You got one of the words.
You got this. You got this.
What's the P stand for?
Do you know it?
Point guard.
There it is. There it is.
I almost quit the show.
Question number three. In the nursery rhyme Humpty Dumpty, where was Humpty sitting?
On a wall.
Yep. Easy peasy.
Look at that. 3 for 3. You've already won the game. And question number 4 is just for funsies. That's a good spot to be in. Question 4, blue giants, white dwarfs, and red giants are all different types of what?
Mythical creatures?
No. That's a great guess.
Correct
That's
answer there guess. Is farts.
No, it's
no,
not.
I'm kidding. Sorry. Stars.
Stars.
Those are all different types of stars.
Let me do the math here. Did he just win the up-nope
game? He did. Nice job.
Woo! Woo! Let's go.
You just got 4 tickets to the Exploratorium. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hang on there for that winning. We have a couple of talkbacks.
Good morning, TV show. Just wanted to leave you guys a talkback. I was on a flight to Utah on Friday. That was 4 hours delayed, and I was watching this show called, or this documentary called Dear Zachary. So sad. I was like tears just weeping down my face. But I need to listen to something funny after, and it was you guys. I'm just cracking up. Anyways, thank you for lifting my spirits. But seriously, watch that documentary, Dear Zachary. It's crazy. This is here from Arizona. Love you guys. Bye.
First off, thank you so much for listening to us on the iHeartRadio app, of course, because Amira lives in Arizona now, formerly of Utah. So we appreciate you. Have you heard of this documentary,
Dear Zachary?
Selena?
Never heard of it.
I don't know if I want to watch something that's going to make me weep uncontrollably.
Me either. I do. Who am I kidding?
Have something fun and laugh.
I think I will watch at some point. Okay. Thank you for that recommendation.
Dear Zachary. All right.
Good morning, JB crew. It's Edgar without the haircut. Happy Monday. I'm not sure if you guys already talked about this, but Senator Lindsey Graham passed away over the weekend. Anyways, what's everybody having for lunch today?
I hadn't thought that far ahead yet. Yeah, we hadn't talked about that yet, but...
Did see those headlines.
Yeah, also, that's... that was for the weekend. Yep. Selena, lunch choice today?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
I had a big barbecue on Saturday. I have a feeling
leftovers?
I got some leftovers.
Ooh,
yeah,
that
leftover
good.
Lunch day.
Yeah. All right, today's hottest trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Selena, do not watch Dear Zachary. It is such a sad documentary. Like, those depressing, because it has to do with, like, a little kid. Just don't watch it. It is truly one of the saddest documentaries I've seen. And it just broke me, too. But have a nice day. Bye.
Okay, so we've gotten a recommendation from Amira to watch Dear Zachary, but she said it's super sad. And there's another talkback right there saying it's the saddest
it's
thing ever.
Sad.
You don't want to watch that. But you guys don't know Selena. She'll probably laugh through the entire thing. She's
Why
sick and
guys...
twisted.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Sometimes you are.
I have a heart.
Sometimes.
A little
no.
one.
No.
Yeah.
It might be smaller.
It's three
others.
Sizes too small.
Yeah, kind of like a little Grinch.
And it only grows during the holidays.
Yeah, well, that is true. That's why I'm more nicer.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay, I guess I won't watch it.
Vacation time.
I'm just not going to watch it then.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Netflix was in San Francisco, you guys. Friday, a homeless encampment popped up in the financial district. Some people who saw it were like, I don't know. It looks a little off. Everything's a bit too clean. Some things look new. There was even a burn barrel. And one guy was like, come on. Like, we only see those in the movies. Like, come on. That's, something's not looking right here. And he was right. It was all for a Netflix movie, even though some people did call 311 to report the homeless encampment.
To get it cleaned up.
Yeah. So apparently this is for an untitled thriller under the working title 2034. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the director. He was seen out there on Friday. It's also starring Rachel McAdams and Jeff Daniels.
Oh.
They were out here filming.
I just watched Angels in the Outfield with my kids last night. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's the kid in the movie.
Well, that was a long time ago.
That was a long
time
ago.
Now he's out here directing.
Yeah, now he's directing. Yeah, the burn barrel is very stereotypical for unhoused people.
I've never seen one in real life.
Well, I think it's more common in areas where it's like, I don't know, has actual winter and it's actually cold. Here, it's just like, it's 2 miles.
Yeah.
Like,
Okay, just one little thing on Taylor Swift.
We left that in the past last week.
Just really quick, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they're back from their honeymoon. I want to know what you guys think about where they went.
Okay.
Apparently, this is where they went after, you know, their big wedding last weekend. Did you guys hear where they went, by the way?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So, according to Entertainment Tonight, after the wedding, they went and they spent a few days in Big Sky, Montana.
Okay.
At this Lux members only ski and golf resort called Yellowstone Club. They were there for a few days and they flew down to LA over the weekend for a different NFL player's wedding. But what do you guys think? Honeymoon in Montana?
Not for me, but
I'm sure wherever they're going is like the most ultra wealthy destination. And probably for them, because the spectacle of Madison Square Garden, let's go to the exact polar opposite where there's no paparazzi and it's super quiet.
I just
feel
like I don't know Taylor at all anymore.
No, me neither.
Mm-mm. Like the wedding was really off brand for her, something that big. Then honeymoon, I thought she would be on a yacht off the coast of Italy or something.
I mean, we've never really known her if you think
about it. True. That's also a good point.
Yeah.
People also saying that Ellen was snubbed from her wedding, and which is sad because she invited literally everybody except Blake Lively. And apparently now Ellen, despite Taylor being a guest on her show 19 times throughout her career. And sources say no invite.
Interesting.
I wouldn't even see Ellen at her wedding. I feel
everybody
like
was
half
there.
The people that were there like had no relation to Taylor. We didn't even know who they were.
Right.
Okay,
that'd be weird introducing yourself to people at your wedding. I mean, I get people bring dates and you don't really know them at your wedding. Like, you don't know that. And so you are getting introduced. But imagine, like, in a room with that many people and you, like, legit have never even seen the people. Like, I have no idea who this is.
Right. When they're coming up, like, oh, like, so how do you know the
bride and groom? Are people putting name tags on? Like, that'd be weird.
I don't know.
My parents went on their honeymoon in Montana.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure it's lovely.
They went
on, they got money?
My dad made my mom go on a two-week canoe kayaking trip or something down the Missouri River, and she had to, you know what, in a hole in the ground.
No!
Yeah, because it was like roughing
and that's
it. Like
their
back
honeymoon?
Well, they didn't have any money, so. But they had a kayak. They had a 2-seater kayak.
And now look at them. They did it before Taylor did. So.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Trendsetter.
And thriving. Uh-huh. Still married to this day.
Yep.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, time for another episode of the JV Shows.
Damn, nature. You're scary.
Bison edition. So a lot of you have probably seen this video. It went very viral over the weekend. It happened on Friday. But if you have not yet seen it, go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Please watch our story because this video is good. A grandfather and his grandson had a pretty frightening encounter with a bison while they were camping in Yellowstone. It's apparently bison mating season, and that means the males are all hopped up on testosterone and they can be very aggressive. Well, you got to feel bad for this grandpa because unlike what we normally see with tourists, they get too close to the animals and then they get attacked and like we don't really feel bad for them. But in this case of Carl Issa McDaniels, he and his grandson, they were plenty far away. They were giving this big bison plenty of space. They were taking pictures of it, but they were pretty far away. But some other groups of people had apparently already gotten it kind of riled up. And in particular, this bison seemed to take issue with a pickup truck that pulled up. I think it wanted to attack that. But as soon as that pickup truck pulled away, all that was left was poor Carl and his grandson. No. It chased them around and around this little cluster of trees. And poor Carl, he's trying to bob and weave through the trees, but it flat out outmaneuvered him, hit him right in the backside, and then flung him way up in the air. Like, way up in the air.
Poor Carl.
Carl broke his leg and some other
did?
Bones. Yes, they say he was in good spirits and making jokes about the whole thing while people were tending to him while they awaited the ambulance. But damn nature,
you're
scary. This bison tosses Carl like he is a rag doll and he launches him minimum of 10 feet up in the air. That guy goes flying.
Yeah.
At least he's got like 5 months to recover before Christmas because this guy looks like Santa Claus.
He does. Yeah, also,
we need you, Santa.
Also, he does look like a skinny. He needs to bulk up also. Yeah. So while he's recovering from his leg broken, he can be eating a lot of food to get a little more jolly before the holidays. Yeah, I mean,
are bison normally like calm? Like, I wouldn't think so. Were they like a little too close? Like, if I saw something that massive, like, I'm not getting anywhere near that thing.
You know, park officials say you want to be back 75 feet or whatever, give them their space. And they appear to be back that far in my mind. But once this thing charges over at that pickup truck, then the truck pulls away. And I don't think they were ready for it to be that close to them. And Carl did what I think I would do if a bison or big animal is charging you, is you got to outmaneuver it around some trees, right?
Oh,
you got to use a tree in between you and it and keep that in between you as a defense. I feel like I could do that. But Carl's mistake, he went wide. He took a wide turn. Mm. And, well, also he's old. He just wasn't fast enough because the grandson had no problem getting away. But poor Carl. He just got outmaneuvered there on that last turn, and he had no idea the thing was right behind
him. And he's just out there in his suspenders trying to enjoy nature.
That bro got blasted to outer space. I mean, he goes flying again. Go to JV Morning Show on Instagram if you have yet to see this video.
Check it out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, I do have a question about something that my daughter just experienced for the first time. It's her first year doing like any sort of sports for high school, and then something happened. That in a quick second, you guys, you're not gonna believe what happened to me over the weekend.
Oh no.
I mean, you guys know my biggest fears, right?
Running out of hot Funyuns.
Running out of hot Funyuns. Yeah. Running out of gas on the Bay Bridge. That's like my number one fear.
Falling bats.
Falling into a sinkhole.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's the sinkhole. I forgot
There's
about
another
that.
One. Bats. Yeah. I guess I have a lot of fears.
You do.
But another one is getting recognized by listeners while in a bathing suit.
That one's real.
That happened to me twice.
Twice?
Because we took the kids. It was so hot on Saturday. Not so much in Hayward, but it was like really hot, you know, in Concord.
Yep.
So we went to, I guess Waterworld is now Hurricane Harbor. Sorry, I'm really late on that. But we went up there and, you know, I met a couple people, which was like awesome. But like, I don't, you know, I'm not feeling the most confident. You know, I would like to just act and feel invisible.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
You know?
Didn't you hide under your towel, hat and glasses and, you know,
because
in disguise?
We're out like taking the kids like in the water, you know, I can't just be like bundled up.
What kind of water park person are you? Go down all the slides?
No.
Just tan?
More of like a sit around.
Make sure your kids are okay.
Drink out of the bottle we snuck in.
Shout out to Hurricane Harbor.
Stand in the little like, you know, little toddler area. Mm-hmm. Not a big splash person.
Pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Kind of bikini person are you?
Great question.
For this, I don't wear like my regular bikini. So I did have on short bottoms, which helped, but I still had on like a top, you know, and I just felt a little exposed.
short bottoms is shorts over a swimsuit, or are they part of the swimsuit?
These ones were actually like swimsuit shorts.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So the no jean material.
No.
You weren't wearing a jean jacket at the same time.
No. Dang it. That would have been
leggings?
Awesome.
And black leggings.
Yeah, and then I had my Crocs too. I had all my pink Crocs.
With socks on.
And that was, so if you saw that person at Hurricane Harbor, that was me.
That was you.
That was me.
Got it.
What is your
Anybody
initial...
you want to shout out that you met there?
I don't even know. I just can't.
Yeah.
You were too focused on being self-conscious.
Yeah. I was just kind of wishing I could disappear at that moment, if I'm being honest.
Were you trying to keep the conversation short?
No, not intentionally. I mean, at the same time, I'm like chasing my kids and they're chasing their kids. So it was like a quick interaction. And it was actually, it was nice to meet people. I'm always really flattered when somebody does come up to me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, every time I'm in a bathing suit though, it's like, gosh, why did I have to come here?
Okay.
Now to the other thing I wanted to talk about. So my oldest daughter, she's entering high school.
High school?
I'm freaking out.
How long
out.
Have I been asleep? Jeez.
I'm freaking out. So, and she's also very athletic. So she's already, you know, she's on the cheer team. And so they've already started practicing, you know, multiple times a week just over summer. And this is her first time doing any type of sports at a high school level. And I get it. It's different than like, you know, when she was younger. But I don't know how I feel about this.
Okay.
Like they had a workout day last week. And it was going to be intense, I guess. And so everybody gets there. And the coach is like, did anybody forget to bring an inhaler? And my daughter was like, I did. And then the coach was like, who said that ish? I don't have time for this ish. And she's cussing at the girls. And my daughter tells me that after. And I'm like, oh my God, is that like normal? And she felt how I felt. We've heard about this being done with like, you know, boys and like football and stuff, but this is like a group of like 13, 14 year old girls. I don't know. It seemed a little over the top for me, a little excessive. But again, this is our first time doing sports at this level. Is that normal?
I don't think so.
You never had a coach that was super, super hard on you and like really let the team have it?
Yeah, but it was they were never cussing. They were never using.
That's what I mean. Like, warts. I feel like that's a little extreme.
Having an inhaler is a sign of weakness. So I understand the expletives. I'm kidding, inhalers.
Well, my daughter said, like she said, I did. But then the coach, like, turned around. I was like, who said that ish? And my daughter didn't say anything. But in her head, she was like, you literally just asked. Like,
dang it, I do need my inhaler now.
Right. I honestly think it's unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, you can drive the point home and still be hard on the team and whip them into shape and whatever without the cussing. You can do that. But also, it's 2026, and Selena, you're a cusser.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, aren't you like, okay.
But I don't cuss at other people's kids.
But is it appropriate for, you're saying it's not appropriate for another adult to do it in front of your kids, but do you do it in front of your
kids? Of course. Mm-hmm. But because those are my kids in my home, I am not, we're talking about someone in a, thank you. Like, that's not something I would expect from somebody.
True.
Teacher, coach, principal, like, I hold you to a different standard.
That's a justice
You're
point. They're not hearing anything they had never heard before.
But that's not why I'm upset. I don't care. They've heard it all. But don't cuss at my kid.
That's a good point.
So the problem is that she cussed at your daughter, not around her. Or would you still be upset if she cussed just, like, around her, if she's like, oh, like, I hit my toe on this.
That I don't care.
But now
you're yelling at, and she didn't even know it was my daughter, but you're yelling at this group of young girls. I feel like it was unwarranted.
Yeah.
And she's like, and the cuss words is too much.
Let's get effing wheezy up here. Who said that? Let's get wheezy up here. Is that what she said?
No.
Oh, okay. That would have been good.
But Graham, did any of your coaches do that, like, in high school? And would you be mad if this was your daughter?
Yeah, I probably would feel some type of way. I would feel differently if it was I would be more upset if it was a male coach swearing at my daughter. I don't know why that would make me more upset. I had definitely had coaches in my life that were very, like, aggressive.
Tough
and
love.
Yeah. And, but I cannot tell you if the language was PG or not. I'm sure there were times where there were probably some swear words, but I don't remember it being a thing. So I'm guessing they probably didn't swear a bunch.
Like, I wouldn't even feel comfortable cussing at a group of kids.
Like, have you tried coaching kids lately?
No, I have not.
You would be swearing at them 3 minutes in.
I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
But
and
still.
I'm assuming this is still the beginning of the season, so there's more to come.
There's more cussing.
So are you going to complain?
Well, that's why I wanted to bring it here. And, like, if everyone says, like, oh, no, that's normal, that's just part of, like, you know, the high school experience, then, I mean, I'm not going to complain. But if everyone's like, no, like, we've had coaches that were able to coach successfully without being this mean or, right, you know, this extra, then I think I would.
I always think
it made me feel
some
type of way.
I always think there has to be a balance. Those coaches that are, like, really hard on you, they have to balance it out with also positive reward. You know what I mean? There has to be a balance. It can't always be 100% hard ass.
Right. I don't know. For some reason, I don't care as much when it's, like, boys and football. But we're talking about girls. I know.
She does need her inhaler.
Stop.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we were just talking about my daughter she's entering high school. This is her first year, you know, doing sports at the high school level. She has been, you know, she's on the cheer team, and so they've been practicing all summer. And I was kind of taken aback when she came to me one day and was like, yeah, the coaches were, like, cussing at us and stuff. I thought that was a little unnecessary, extra. But I also wondered, is that normal? I don't know. We've never done this before.
Good morning. Happy Monday. My daughter is in an organized sport for her high school, and the coaches do not want the kids cussing like that. They always say they're a representation of the school, and they must follow the code of conduct. So the coaches actually lead by example. They do not cuss at the athletes like that, and I just think that is overboard. Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. And I feel like that's how it should be. Hello? Yep. Like, you're the adult here.
Right.
These are kids.
And I guess I missed the part where this is for cheerleading. Are they running, like, two-a-days conditioning out there where they're, like, really, like, hard? Is it a conditioning type thing? They're trying to whip them into shape? Or is it more of a, you're messing up the choreography?
No, I think they have like a day of conditioning.
Got it.
A week. And that's when.
Oh, that's
when they were cussing.
I see.
Do they during normal practices? I mean, I wouldn't put it past them at this point.
Yeah. I thought everything was positive. We got team spirit. Yes, we do. I didn't realize they're out there cussing at the kids.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Billy Phil from the city. I weighed in on coach's cousin. My kid had a similar experience. When he made a mistake, the coach's helper, not even the coach, would call him effing trash, which is not called for because you're trying to do team building and whatnot. That type of behavior will, you know, basically let the other players imitate him. So, yeah, not called for. That's my two cents.
Oh, my God.
Maybe play better.
Oh, it's Graham.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
That really bothers me. Like, what are we doing?
Maybe you should say something, Selena, before it gets worse. The season's just starting.
I know, but then it's like, can I complain anonymously?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want them finding out it was my daughter either.
And she'll be running extra laps.
Honestly, I had every intention of complaining if I found out, like, this is not the norm, but, like, it just dawned on me right now. Like, I don't want them, you know, treating her differently or, do you know what I mean?
Like
taking
involved.
It out on her.
Oh, your mommy came to tell on us.
Extra laps.
Yeah.
And then more swear words.
But then she's going
to
be getting cussed at.
Yeah. And it's not like she was singled out, at least not yet. You know, they were cussing at the group.
Yeah.
Collectively.
But it was your daughter's fault because she forgot her inhaler.
It was my daughter's fault. Yeah, yeah, it was her fault. But they didn't know that.
You had to get your mommy because you forgot your inhaler.
Stop.
Well, that's what would happen if you intervened. You just, right. You got to, like,
that's what I'm afraid of.
Tread lightly. Yeah, cheer coaches be me.
I know.
Wow.
I have no idea.
What happened to school spirit?
Did you guys hear about that explosive diarrhea parasite?
No.
It's in California.
Yep.
No.
Why you say no as if you didn't know we've been talking about this, Jess?
No, I didn't hear about anything new.
Oh, yeah. It's here.
No.
Yep.
It is here. This is the parasite. What's it called, Graham? Cyclosporiasis?
Yep, something like that.
It's being reported in nearly 36 states now.
Yep.
Yep, one of those is California. They're saying that there are between 1 and 10 reported cases. The true number probably much, much higher because there's people that, you know, haven't been tested for it that have it.
And this is
this is bad.
Once it hits California, we knew it was coming. We knew it'd be here. And then we're the most populous state. So now it's just going to run rampant here. My question still remains, are people getting it from human-to-human contact? Because it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like it's from, and the way that this thing has historically always spread was from ingredients, food or water or whatever that are basically, you know, contaminated with it. But at the rate that it's spreading,
that's, like, not making sense. The math ain't mathin'.
It doesn't really add up. And there's been no definitive pinpoint of the outbreak. Like, oh, we found it's in this one, you know, Apple supplier or whatever. And it went to all these different places and everybody started eating. Right now they're like, well, it could be from lettuce. It could be from onions. It could be from cilantro. We're pulling all these ingredients out of stuff. And even Taco Bell, for some reason, was like, yeah, we're going to start limiting some ingredients in some of our locations because we don't want to be the ones spreading it. And they wanted to be associated with explosive diarrhea for some reason. But do you know what I mean? Like, how have we not pinpointed this thing?
I
need more answers
on
it.
What if it's unpinpointable and it's just spreading? Like, are you guys not freaking out about this? Like, I don't want that.
Now I am freaking out because summer just basically started. So people's summers are going to get ruined because of this.
Yeah.
I know.
The pool over there at Hurricane Harbor, watch out. It's going to be a
code brown on the slide.
Yeah. And then once you get it, like, does it go away? And then, like, can you re-get it?
I'm sure it's just like it's a parasite. It's not like you would have built up immunity to it. You have to get treated. But they're saying if untreated, you could have these symptoms for a month or more. That's the entire summer ruined.
Oh, my God.
And Hurricane Harbor will have to change the water in their pools like 10 times over because of the
code brown. So disgusting.
Guys, I'm like, I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out.
And you get sick so easily, Selena. Please stay home. Don't go anywhere.
Actually, oh, God, I'm going to jinx it, but I haven't really gotten that sick this year yet.
Well, there goes that.
Thanks a lot, everybody. You can pinpoint the next cyclosporiasis outbreak.
But if I get that, I'm bringing it here to you guys.
That's why you should
stay home?
No.
I would love to.
But again, originally I said they didn't think this was a human-to-human transmission type thing. But is it?
So
can I get an answer?
We're all just eating and drinking the same exact thing?
That's what I mean.
That doesn't
add up. Can I get an answer on that? Does the CDC know yet? I need an answer on that.
I mean, these are jokey reels, not like, you know, news articles or reporters or anything, but all of the jokes online lead me to believe it comes from, like, lettuce.
Oh, no.
Have you seen those videos? People are like, oh, well, you can lose weight with this thing. Let me just eat this salad.
Oh, I have not seen those.
Let me lose a quick 20 pounds here.
But at first I thought it was a water, something in the water.
It could be water, but it also could be.
So what can we eat? So all the healthy stuff is out. Perfect. I'm sticking to my In-N-Out burgers and everything
else. But there's lettuce.
Minus the lettuce.
Okay. You what about the onions?
You got to be cooking your.
I love the onions.
Cooking your fruits and vegetables now. Boil up those peaches. Love a good boiled peach.
Peaches. Coming up next on the JV show, Graham.
Yeah.
You give me ish every single day.
Yeah.
But you come to me this morning. You said, hey, next, I want to talk about Taylor Swift. Oh, okay. So you can talk about Taylor Swift.
Just one thing from the
wedding. But I can't bring up a Taylor Swift.
No, you used all yours. Yeah.
Wow. All right. We'll see what Graham wants to talk about next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Again, Jess, you saw Olivia Dean.
She was Friday. So good, you guys.
She had two sold out shows here in the Bay. Shout out to you if you went.
One of my favorites.
If you have any videos of the confetti at the end, maybe you can send them over to Jess.
Please, I missed it. I couldn't record it because my phone was out of storage.
Were you going to go back and like watch the confetti fall or something?
Yes, she was. Just like all those fireworks shows that she's recorded over the years.
Obviously, I was going to show my nephews and nieces when they're old because I'm not going to have kids, but I would show someone eventually.
All right. We were just talking about that explosive diarrhea parasite. I'm sorry to laugh. I did not mean to laugh because I'm honestly freaking out over this because the latest reports are that, it's here in California now.
Hi, it's Monique from Oakland, and I'm calling about the cyclosporiasis outbreak, the terrible parasite, and why they're not able to trace where it's coming from. They cut all of the personnel and they fired many people from the CDC. So you don't have people to analyze the data, to trace the source. That's why they're not finding it out. The actions have consequences. Have a good day.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of reports of that, and a few people left us that talk back just now saying that same thing, that current administration made some cuts to departments that normally would be out in front of
these are like pretty important positions.
Yep.
Yeah.
We need people in them.
Everything's computer.
And it's too confusing.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And now we, the people, are just left here without answers.
Yeah, we're out here suffering.
And at risk for we don't even know what.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Graham, I can't believe you want to talk about Taylor Swift's wedding.
Dude, finally, you've allowed me a little space to talk about the wedding of the century because you guys know
quick.
I've been very excited to talk about this. Actually, I don't really care about the wedding.
Who gives a fart?
You hate talking about the wedding. But you're done.
What I did find interesting was that there's this guy. He's an artist, Justin Gignac. I don't know. He sat out in front of the wedding dressed in a full tuxedo, and all he did from the trash bins and stuff that were out in front of Madison Square Garden, he collected all the trash from the guests as they were arriving. And he has now repackaged the trash into what they are calling like small, like airtight plastic cubes. And so he assembles some of the garbage that he collected and puts them in these cubes. And then he's been selling them online, $25 a piece for the smaller ones. And then he made some larger ones, bigger cubes that he was charging $100.
Question. These are guests as they are arriving at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, or maybe leaving, but he said he was there during the ceremony. A lot of people thought he was there to attend the wedding because he was wearing a tuxedo, but he's like, no, I'm just here picking up the garbage. So
okay, it'd make more sense if the guests were leaving because then that was the trash that was like inside the wedding. But arriving, I don't care what you had.
He said cigarette butts, paper cups, plastic straws, scraps of fabric, an ovulation test kit, plastic bags, candy wrappers, and a single left AirPod among many other discarded items that he picked up. And again, he is now sold out of all his Taylor and Travis wedding garbage. Is there any celebrity out there whose trash you would pay $25 for? And it's like encased sort of artistically in this little plastic viewing cube.
No.
It's
what
depends.
About Selena Quintanilla? Did I say that right?
Selena Quintanilla?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I said.
Okay.
I think you threw in some quinceañera in there.
Yeah. Selena's quinceañera.
That's what I did. I did. R.I.P. No disrespect. Sorry. Man, I don't know what that was. I just created my own word there.
We've been talking a lot about quinceañeras on the show. I think that's why I got a little confused.
But what about that, Jess? Like what, $25?
I do love her.
And you have a cube of some like discarded garbage that may or may not have had something to do with her?
Only if I knew for sure it was like her garbage. This is other people's garbage.
And would it depend what? Like if it's like a gum wrapper, I don't want that as much as I want like a used tissue.
Okay, that's gross.
You want the used tissue over a gum wrapper?
Yeah.
No, maybe like if she threw out like, oh my God, old lipstick that I'm never going to wear again, that'd be cool.
Yeah, or a left AirPod, or her Taylor Swift's ovulation kit. But I don't want.
I would love the booger. Ovulation kit.
I don't want
kit.
A bunch of her boogers. Well, and a tissue.
Sometimes those are a lot more like attainable. Like, you know, celebs out and they like discard a tissue or a napkin or whatever. Like, people will go and pick that up.
Why weren't you brought this up last week, Selena? Why weren't people jarring up the air just from Taylor and Travis's wedding and just selling jars of wedding
air? I'm shocked they weren't. They do that everywhere else. Like, you could have, had New York City air outside of Madison Square Garden, sold those for like $50 a jar.
Or taken like a fork or a napkin or something from the venue, you know?
Yeah, something from the inside. Because this, in my mind, like, I'm buying wedding trash, but it's not really from the wedding. It's sort of from the wedding, but it's more like wedding adjacent. Like, if this was from the trash bins inside the venue, then you really have some Taylor and Travis trash.
But that would be impossible to get. You're getting the next best thing.
Well, it went somewhere. It got dumped into a dumpster somewhere. There was a garbage man out there that picked that up in his truck. He could have been back there packaging up at $25 a pop. Think about what an entire truck. There was probably thousands of people. There were multiple truckloads of garbage that came out of there.
Yeah, they were throwing away like all like the carpets, the rugs they had laid out, like
all that stuff,
all the floral arrangements, like all of these things.
See, I could. I
think I might be making that up, but it sounds like something they would do.
I mean, I doubt very they're wasteful. Using some of that stuff again. Right. Yeah.
So Taylor's wedding carpet, are you taking that? $25.
Only $25 and I get to see Taylor's wedding carpet?
Yeah.
That's a steal.
Sign up.
I would love to see how she had it groomed for the wedding night. The carpet, because you could vacuum it all like in the same direction, you know, get the lines real straight. Yeah, or if it's just like one little strip of carpet that like they came to walk in curious. On, of course.
And the color, TMZ said that they were
bringing. It did match the drapes?
They didn't match the drapes. That's interesting. The carpet, they had like pink carpet.
Oh, I always wondered about that.
There, think she dyes it?
Oh.
If it's pink, I would assume.
Today's hottest trending is coming up next.
We've derailed.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Britney Spears is addressing the sunroof incident. Now, thankfully, it wasn't like a crazy incident where like anyone was hurt. She could have been had her car been going like a normal, a faster rate of speed. Mm-hmm. So if you missed it, the end of last week, people in LA on 101, they got clear view of Britney hanging out her sunroof of her G-Wagon. This is on the freeway.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Traffic was like stop and go. So they weren't traveling fast at all, but she was just outside. And everyone's like, oh my God, is that Britney Spears? So she, like I said, nobody was hurt. She got back in the car. You know, everyone was good.
Okay.
Well, I guess she did get some criticism online for doing that because it's not exactly legal or safe. So here's what she said. She posted one of the pictures that was taken of her hanging out the sunroof, and she posted that on Instagram. And she said, what people see is 2 seconds of insanity of me arching me to the Lord's. Yet the days and hours of my reality, nothing is what it seems.
Huh?
I don't understand any of that.
No, it doesn't. Everything she does is nonsensical and no longer makes sense. Also, she talks more like that. We're going to go to the pool, have some popsicles for the summer.
If you see the picture that she posted, she had her arms out like this and she was like leaned all the way back so her face was like up to the sky. So she was like...
Oh, yeah. She's connecting with the Lord.
Yeah. She was like giving herself to the Lord or something. Yeah. She also added, P.S. I think I need to come out the roof quite a bit more. I don't think you should.
No. I think please abide by all traffic
laws. Put your seatbelt on. Yes. Why aren't you buckled up?
Yeah. We need you buckled.
Yes,
not driving.
Not, thank you.
Thankfully. But we need you buckled at all times safely inside
the
vehicle.
Get in your car seat in the back. Stay put till we arrive at our destination.
She's just trying to have summer. Like, have some popsicles by the pool.
Quick update on Kendall Jenner and Jacob Elordi that I thought was really interesting. So you guys know they are like in
locked in
love. They are locked in. Yeah, they're saying that Kendall is like very into him. This is the first person that she's really, really liked in a long time, like in years. She's crazy about him. The support says that their energies match.
Okay.
Their energies are matching.
Uh-oh.
The only thing is she doesn't want Kris Jenner to like ruin this. The source says that she is really hesitant to throw him into the Kardashian machine because very few men survive that.
No.
So she wants a more like low-key relationship, which is what she's been doing. I know there was a time where we saw them on vacation like every weekend, but we haven't in some weeks. And that's because she wants to be more private. Kris Jenner, however, not a big fan of that. Like, we need the headlines. We need the money. We need the attention.
Yeah.
Yep.
Imagine having a mom like that. that like doesn't care.
Oh, no.
Be awful. Also, it would be awful to be the person that's now dating into this family. Like, that would be overwhelming. Can you imagine that? And then the scrutiny that you're under just because you're in their orbit. Like, I wouldn't.
That'd be bad.
I think that would be tough. I don't.
But out of them, aside from Rob, I think like Kendall's the safest bit. If you really want no attention, then you go date Rob.
Yeah, in his sock business.
Yeah.
Just like look at
is
his socks.
Is he dating anyone?
I don't think
we wouldn't know because he keeps it.
Exactly. He has done a pretty good job of just disappearing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wonder if
that's by choice. I think people just didn't care.
Do you think it's by? Do you think that's what it is, or do you think he has to like? He's just maintained a very low profile life ever since, which would take a very concerted effort, like not ever be caught outside. Like we don't get pictures of him hardly ever or anything.
Yeah, I guess if he was out more, we'd see some pictures. But I think him going to hiding stemmed from people not caring about him.
Probably.
Okay. Which is some really sad. It's sad.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right. The selfie snapping swindlers. That's what I've dubbed these Bay Area criminals. These morons. It just got caught. Two thieves in American Canyon recently arrested for making off with more than $100,000 in copper wire, tools, and some vehicles. But it was their one really boneheaded move. Well, other than becoming criminals, that's pretty boneheaded.
Right.
But the one boneheaded move that they made that linked them to these crimes, and that was one of them decided to snap off some selfies of himself pulling off these robberies at the places. Like, hey, let me catch a quick selfie of me committing crimes. Hey, dummies!
Happening?
If I've learned anything from true crime podcasts, that I listen to a lot of those on the iHeartRadio app, by the way, there's a lot of good ones. You can't bring your phone when you're going to go commit a crime.
Thank you.
Just can't. You got to leave your phone at home.
They're going to see that your phone was there at the crime scene.
Right. Bring. That stuff is like, it's way too trackable down to like a very specific area now. It used to be like, well, it pinged off of this tower and that it could just mean they're in this region. Now they can pretty much know exactly where you are at all times. So don't leave your phone at home.
Dummy.
And don't take selfies of yourself. Yeah. Officers identified one of the cars that was linked to the crime, and sheriff deputies in Alameda County stopped that car, detained the driver, and that's when they went through and found evidence linking him to the crimes, namely the selfie of him committing the crimes.
So
and
he
then
didn't post the selfies. This is just like for memories, like a little keepsake.
He didn't post them, we have plenty of dumb criminals again. Have been people that have done that and gotten caught. I don't think he posted it, but maybe he was waiting till a little while after to post it later. Like,
maybe
hey, look at all my
chat.
Copper wire I just stole. Hey. Yeah, maybe he's just sending to his buddies.
Yeah.
Bragging about his crimes.
I guess I don't blame them because I take pictures of literally everything. So if I were to find myself in a situation like that, maybe I would snap a photo.
Yeah, you want
to
document
but
the
do you
big,
take pictures of yourself doing like illegal things?
No.
I do.
Has Jess ever done anything illegal?
No.
Would be the first question.
I don't think so.
No.
You ever jaywalked before?
I don't. Oh yeah. But I don't like getting in trouble.
I don't like getting a selfie of me jaywalking.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were talking about committing crimes. Not that any of us ever do such a thing. Mm-mm. But where were the guys from?
Two thieves in American Canyon.
American Canyon.
Busted. One of them was snapping a selfie while committing some of the crimes. Whoops.
Good morning, JV Show. So, Jess, I feel like you would be trying to commit a crime and want to take a picture, and then your phone would tell you you don't have enough storage to take a picture. And you would have to tell everybody, well, wait, let's do this again. Hold on. I need to get a picture. Let me delete some apps. Yeah, it's not going to work. Good luck, though.
Wait, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It would not work.
Talked about it a few times this morning. Jess's phone out of storage. She was at the Olivia Dean concert at Chase Center. Wanted to capture some of the iconic moments, namely the confetti fall at the very end, and wasn't able to do it. Storage on that old iPhone 13.
And I had to delete at least 5 apps. Still didn't work, by the way.
How do you choose? Like, what apps did you delete that you figured you
don't
need
anymore? It's the ones that I feel like are taking up a ton of storage. I had to delete, like, Peacock, Pinterest, I think my Lyft app. So who knows how I was going to get home, but I was going to figure it out eventually. And like just a bunch of other ones. And it still didn't work. That's what makes me so mad is the fact that I'm like, how are you telling me that I have no storage and I'm deleting all these things? And all of a sudden,
you didn't delete enough. It's simple. It did not delete enough. All right, let's go on over to our Instagram, JV Morning Show. You know, every Monday we bring a photo from our weekend. Mine is of me and my youngest, Callie. We went to a tea party. You guys,
what now?
Some of her little like daycare friends, their moms got like, you know, just 3 of the girls together. It was like, hey, there's a tea place in Fremont. Do you guys want to come? I really wanted to say no.
But I did. I actually left the house and we went to this tea place where I confirmed, but I already knew that tea is not my thing.
It's not for you. You had to drink actual
not
tea?
Not for me. I mean, you didn't have to drink it. I didn't force you. But yeah, that was like, that's what we drank.
They didn't have mimosas?
They did, but like I wasn't. They're not drinking, so I'm not going to drink.
Oh. Got it, got it.
And but we all know Selena snuck in some tequila and threw it in there.
Yeah. Your daughter's hat, why didn't you get a matching one?
Because
I love it.
So, well, thank you. That's not our hat. They had like a huge like thing of hats for people to go and like choose from.
Yeah, why didn't you grab one out?
Dang hat?
Come on, you have to commit. Nope.
Yeah, you would have like really matched the whole tea party aesthetic.
Nope.
All right, mine is a picture of my daughter and I. Look, I've spent the last like week or so, or maybe more, working on this back deck thing that we have at our house. I had to redo the cable railings. I had to wire some speakers in. I had to put new coating down on the deck. We got some furniture delivered. I had to install this fire pit thing. I've been planting some pots. I've been working on this thing nonstop. It's finally complete,
nice.
You guys. It's awesome.
But we obviously cannot focus.
What?
Your feet are out.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Like, why are you playing footsies with yourself?
Yeah.
Like,
also,
what are you doing?
Why does one of your toes look like it's, like, detached?
Yes, your right big toe.
I can't post a sweet father-daughter moment. My daughter's reading me a chapter of her book, and all you guys do is want to zoom in on my big floppy feet. What else do you got?
Because, like, do you have other toes on that foot? Or is it just the big one?
It's just one giant toe.
It's just because that foot's sort of under the other one. Why do you guys do this to me?
I feel like you're doing it to yourself.
It just looks like that one. It's like your foot is all toe.
But like, it's like we're lounging out here on the brand new patio before bedtime. What am I going to go put socks and shoes on to sit out there? No, this is a barefoot zone out there.
You could have like edited some shoes on you.
Right. I would have covered it with like an emoji.
No, then you wouldn't be able to see like the fire pit. You get a little flame
like
coming out of the fire
to
pit
see
there.
Your feet.
No, yeah. I didn't. I should have thought through that you guys would zoom in. Any other things you want to body shame me about?
Not right now.
Any problems with my knees there or anything?
Maybe your hand, it looks a little weird.
Oh, my God. Stop
like
it.
Like, very knuckly.
Yeah.
It does. You know what? My hand does have knuckles.
Yes, but they're, like, protruding.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You guys are the worst.
And then your daughter. She's so cute.
But don't you guys love that space? It's magical, you guys.
Yeah. That looks so nice.
You should rent it out. Airbnb.
No, I'm
no,
not
that's gonna be negative.
Nope.
And Jess, your photo? This is from the Olivia Dean concert. And can I just say, at one point, me and Mar, who I went with, my friend, we were like, "What is the dress code for the show?" Like, nobody understood the memo. I think what we had seen from a lot of videos was a lot of people were wearing like polka dots or a lot of like cute little like dress pants. So that's why we went with the dress pants. But then we look into the crowd like on the floor, right? And we're like, everybody kind of seems to be like not on the same page. And then we were like, wait a second, I think it's because there were so many guys on the floor section, and I think it was a lot of guys that were going like with their girlfriends to the show. So most of the guys were
just
wearing
in, like, t-shirts and a backpack.
Yeah, so it was like a lot of t-shirts, and they were wearing just like gray or like, you know, those like muted colors. So I was like, oh my God, I think that's why. Look at the crowd.
That like, does it make sense. Like a cute little date night.
Yeah.
So, was there ever a time, Graham, where you can go to a concert and there wasn't like a theme or a dress code? You can just wear whatever you want.
I feel like us guys have always just been wearing whatever we want. This is a new thing for you ladies.
Like, now we have to do so much research to see what everybody else is wearing. We have to, like, you know, we want to go with the theme. We don't want to be missed.
Jess and Mar are like, we're going to dress like we're going for a job interview at Staples.
Yeah, basically. We got the job.
Were you guys a little overdressed comparatively to the other concert girlies?
No, a lot of other ladies were also wearing the little dress pants or like the long skirts, the silky like little skirts. That was kind of the vibe.
Got it.
But it was very all over the place. The guys didn't understand the memo, obviously.
We don't need to. It's a concert. I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Go but for a picture. For pictures, you want to
fine,
go
I'll take the
with
shirt
everybody.
Off. Oh.
Ew, don't do that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, don't do that. And don't show your feet because
wear
it's
shoes,
all toe.
Closed toe.
Got it.
T-shirt. Three t-shirts. Layer them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.